Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet. We begin a brand new Perek, Perek HaBasar. So this is perhaps a bit more relevant to us on a daily basis. We spoke about Gid Anosh, Eber Ben Achai. Here we speak about actual Basar B'chalav, which we questions which we encounter pretty often. So it says the Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Osra Levasha B'chalav, all types of meat. Now when we speak about all, what are we trying to include? Says Rashi, although the pasuk specifies gedi, right? So the underlying pasuk of today's perek is loisavashel gedi b'chaliv imay. One should not cook the meat of a gedi, of a goat, with the milk of its mother. Okay, so that's the header, that's the banner to the isur basa b'chalav. And by the way, min haTorah, the isur of consuming a mix of milk and meat is only when it was actually cooked together. There's a separate isser actually for cooking it together. One is not allowed to cook, and secondly, you're not allowed to eat that cooked material. However, with the Rabbanan, we take it a step further, so that we don't come to the isser deraisa, just as you can't consume actual milk and meat cooked together. You can't consume them even separately, if it's in the same sitting, the same meal, or very close to each other, or consuming them together, even uncooked, right? So these are all the rabbanim. Now, the question is, what material, what type of meat may one not consume with milk? Kol HaBasar, says Rashi. Once again, although the pasuk specifies gedi, but we apply it to not only behema, which are the more domesticated types, even to chaya, the less domesticated animal, a deer, etc., va'if, or even fowl, like chicken. And we'll see later, this is actually a machlekes. Some say it's asur, actually midaraisa. And some say chaya and oif is only the rabbanim, and that's how we paskin. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Kol HaBasar, all types of meat. Asur levashel b'chalav. One may not cook these meats with milk, except chutz mibasar dog mechagam, except for fish or grasshoppers. These does not qualify as meat, and may be cooked even chatchila with milk. Just as we don't eat these materials together, v'asur lahalois. One may not serve, place meat together with cheese on the table, for concern that one may inadvertently eat them together. Except for fish and grasshoppers, where maybe eating them together with milk is not an issue, certainly not serving them. We turn to the next page. The same equation applies to halacha is of vows, of nadarim. A person makes a vow, I'm going to refrain from basar. Okay, which material is covered by that vow? Hanoidim and basar, a person makes a nadar to refrain from basar. Rashi explains that when it comes to nadarim, it's all about common, phraseology. B'nadarim halech achar loshang b'nayadim. We follow the way people speak. That's what determines the parameter of nadarim. And typically, the term basar, people use it to refer to any type of meat except for fish and grasshoppers. And therefore, anoidim and basar, a person refrains from basar, mutar basar, dog, b'chagam, he can partake in fish and grasshoppers. Says the Gemara. Ha oif osam deraisa. The Mishnah began by saying all basar, including oif, including fowl, chicken, may not be mixed with milk, it would seem. That it's on the same level as behema meat, which means it's also midaraisa. That's not going like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that anything other than behema, like the meat of chaya, meat of oif, is only also midarabanan with milk. Ha'oif also midaraisa, so the beginning of the Mishnah, which indicates that oif cannot be mixed with milk, minatura kilman. Who's speaking? The like Rabbi Kiva. It's not like Rabbi Kiva, because according to him, it's not deraisa, it's only midarabanan. See, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Amai tells us, chaya v'oif, mixing chaya meat and oif meat with milk is eina min haTorah. It's not prohibited min haTorah, only with the Rabbanon. Okay, so the start of the Mishnah seems to be going like the Shita of the Chachamim, that any meat is also min haTorah. Okay, Eima Seifa. Let's move on to the last part of the Mishnah, by Nedarim, where it seems like we are going with Rabbi Kiva. like a Rakiva's opinion pertaining to these matters of defining phraseology regarding the Dharam. Emo Seifa. So we learned in the Seifa, the Mishnah concludes, Anoyder min Abasar. He makes a nether to keep away from Basar. Mutter b'psar Dharam Hagag. No problem eating fish or grasshoppers. But fowl, chicken, ha'if is asr. Why? Because people relate to a chicken as basar. Ha'if asr. Asr on Rabbi Kiva. Now this follows Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Why? The Amar, he tells us, Kal mili de mimlich alei shliach. So the boss, you know, sent his butler to the market, go get me some, you know, some meat. Now, imagine the butler shows up at the supermarket. He only finds, you know, cantaloupes. Would he go back and call, would he pick up the phone and call his boss, say, oh, look, there's no meat, there's cantaloupe? Of course not. I asked you for meat. What does cantaloupes have to do? But he would consult with him if he only finds chicken. Oh, what does that tell us about the relation between chicken and meat? They're pretty close relatives. They're cousins. It's sort of a subset of meat. Oh, says Rabbi Akiva. That indicates to us that in fact chicken can be covered by the meat umbrella in matters of nedarim. That's the criterion. We look at how a shliach would deal with this matter. Kolmili, any item, any material, the mimlach ale shliach, which would prompt the shliach to consult with his boss whether or not to buy it in exchange in the absence of the original material. Bar minihu tells us that this is somewhat related. It's considered the same min. It's not as we have in the Mishnah. The person makes a nether to refrain from greenery, from vegetables. What about gourds, squash? It's somewhere in between, right? Mutter b'dluin, you can have dluin. Because technically, that's not what Yorok means. Rabbi Kiva Oyser says, no. Why? Amr le'le Rabbi Kiva says, Chacham asked Rabbi Kiva, why are you including the Deluim in the Yorok family? Picture this. A person sends out his helper to do some shopping. Kach lono Yorok. Get me a bag of Yorok, of vegetables. Shows up, they're out of vegetables. He calls his boss, he says, look, I only have squash. Vo'emer comes back and tells him, Le'matzasi ha'delun, I only found delun. Apparently delun is not yarak. Otherwise you wouldn't have to consult with him. Hamar Lanza, Rabbi Kiva responds, just the opposite. Kein ha'davar, exactly as such. That's exactly my proof that it's connected. Klum emer le'matzasi la'kidnis, would he go back and tell him, well, I only found beans instead of lettuce? Of course not. The reason why he's asking him about the squash is because it's, you know, it's second best to lettuce. It's somewhat related. It's somewhat in the vegetable family. Ella, rather, shed deluin b'chlal yarak. Deluin is somewhat covered by the yarak umbrella. Ven kitnis b'chlal yarak, but kitnis is not. So back to our story. Made a nether from basar. He cannot eat oif. Why? Apparently because oif is somewhat related. If he would send a shliach to find him basar, he would turn back and say, look, I only found oif. Apparently there's some connection. And nedarim follows the Lashon B'nei Adam. So we're going like Rabbi Kiva. The last part of the mission is following Rabbi Kiva's approach. That the very fact that the shliach bothers to consult and query about buying chicken instead of meat indicates that it is covered by the meat category. It's a subset of meat. Okay, that's not like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon would not consider it connected because chicken is chicken, meat is meat. So Reisha Rabbanon, the first part of the Mishnah, that indicates to us that it matters of basar v'chalav, chicken is considered. That's Reisha, that's like the Rabbanon. It's also midaraisa with chalav, v'sefer v'kiva. And the second part of the Mishnah that chicken is considered like basar regarding a darm, that's only like Rabbi Akiva. So in the same Mishnah we have two shitas? A little bit strange. Amar Rav Yosef, no. These aren't two people speaking. It's Rebbe. Rebbe here, Bita Nasi, who compiled the Mishnayos. Well, he picked and chose. In matters of basar b'chal, he adopted the Chachamim's opinion. In matters of an adarim, he adopted Rebbe Kiva's opinion. It's not contradictory. They can work together. Rebbe. V'nasavlo, he angled his Mishnah, Ali, but the Tanai, based on these two opinions. Bin adarim, in matters of an adarim, he adopted Rebbe Kiva's opinion. Chicken and meat are synonymous. Sovel k'Rabbi Kiva, whereas b'basar b'chalav, matters b'basar b'chalav, sovel k'Rabbon, he adopted the Rabbonon. That chicken, as meat, is asr with milk. Midaris. Rav Ashi has a different approach. Kula Rabbi Kiva, truly, the whole mission is Rabbi Kiva. So the second part is good. But what about the first part? V'chikamah, the mission means like this. No, not that chicken and meat on the same level. Regarding b'basar b'chalav. Kol abasa asal lavasha b'chalav. You shouldn't cook any meat with milk. For different reasons. Mayhan, some midivra Torah are based on a Torah prohibition, like real meat. Mayhan midivra seifim. Others, like chicken, it's only the rabbanon. So that's two categories. We have a third category, chutzim psar, dogim v'chagam, except for fish and grasshoppers, which are a non-issue at all. She'enam, which are not an issue, loy midivra Torah, but then we receive, namen ha-Torah, namen the rabbanon. The mission continues, just like we don't cook them together, but also allow you to serve them together, because you may eat them. And this pertains even to the chicken. Amar Rav Yosef, Shema Mino, we can learn from here, Basa Oif Bechalv Dairaisa. Unlike Rav Ashi a minute ago, he says, no, we see from the Mishnah that chicken with milk is Mila Torah. Otherwise, if it's only the Rabbana, you know, the Rabbana never make a double gezera. Right? They prohibit something so you don't come to the Raisa. One step away, but not two steps away. You can't do this because of that, you can't do that because... So we learn in this Mishnah that chicken with milk is Minat Torah, to be eaten together. Which explains why you shouldn't even serve them together, because you may come to eat them together. These are the Rabbanon, because if you're going to tell me that eating them together is only the Rabbanon, because you might come to eat milk with real meat. So this allowing the placement on the table is two steps away. We never do that. Achil gufot gzeira. So even eating them together, the chicken and the milk, is only gzeira, because it might come to isadar aisa, banan nigzar halo otu achila. Now we're going to stretch it. Let's take it a step further. Disallow placing them on the table, just in case you might eat them. And if you eat them, you might eat the other one. That's too far. We don't do that. Now, apparently others disagree, others hold that even by the Rabbanon this would make sense, because you know Rashi and Amud Beis says putting it on the table is like eating it. Once it's on the table you eat it, so it's not necessarily considered two steps, but according to Rav Yosef it is. How do we know that in fact we don't enact a double gzera? It's not, listen to this Mishnah, Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael one is required to separate the dough, piece of dough, and give it to the kohen. It's minat Torah. In Chutz La'aretz, outside, it's only in the Rabbanon. We do it with the Rabbanon. And since its challah status is only the Rabbanon, on the one hand, we don't allow a non-kohen to eat it. It's meant for a kohen, right? But we have some leniencies. We turn to Amud Beis. Necheles Im Hazar Al HaShulchan, you can eat it together on the same table with a non-Kohen without concern that he might reach out and eat it, because the whole entity is only the Rabbanon. Therefore we don't take it a step further and disallow serving it on the table together. When it tells Kohen she eats, and likewise when you give it to a Kohen, you don't have to be meticulous about investigating the Kohen's lineage and you know whatever, and Rashi says can even be an Amoritz, right? Or a person who's not Baki and you know, guarding it in Tahara. So you have to make sure it's a coin, but it doesn't have to be top notch. Okay, so that's where Yesus proved that by the Rabbonans, we never take it two steps. We never make a double gzera from the fact that you can place it on the table together with the Zohar. Amalei Abayis, Abayi responds to him. You can't really prove much from there. Because remember, we're speaking in Chutz Laretz, where there is no... where Chala Min HaTorah is not found. Now if Bishleima I Ashminan Chalas Chutz Laretz Ba'aretz, truly, if, suppose, the halacha would relate to, discussion would relate to eating challah of Chutz Laretz, which was now imported into Eretz Yisrael, well, you have the challah min HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Digal emigzem shem challah sa'aretz dayraisa. And then the point would be that the fact that the Mishnah allows you to place the challah of Chutz Laretz on the table together with the non-kohen, despite a concern that you might do the same with challah of Eretz Yisrael, which is Minat Torah, and for allowing it, then you see that we don't stretch our gzeiros enough that we say that this challah of Chutz Laretz should not be given to a Zara, but to prohibit placing it on the table, we're not concerned. That's already going too far. Even though there is a concern that if you do it on this challah, you might do it to a regular challah. Challah Eretz Yisrael, if you put it on the table, the Zohar might eat it. So if we see that we're not concerned, so you see from there, we don't stretch our gzeiros. Ikalamash mishmimina. Ella. But here we're speaking that it's outside Eretz Yisrael. There is no challah min HaTorah in Chutz Laretz. There's not, all you have is this type. Ella, the chutzlar, but if you're outside Eretz Yisrael, mishum delekha lemigzerhu. Of course, you can put it on the table. Because there is no issa deraisa in the vicinity. There is no challah of Eretz Yisrael here. Mishum delekha lemigzerhu. Aval hocha. As opposed to the case of the basar b'cholov, I can truly understand why we would disallow even placement of chicken on the same table as cheese. It's not considered stretching the issur. So again, even though actually eating the chicken with cheese is only the rabbanon, I can understand why it still would not even allow you to put it on the table. Because if you're going to put this on the table with the cheese, next time I'll put the real meat on the... I'll serve as chicken with the... I'll serve as meat. But here, in the case of table placement, Isharis like Lasuki Oif Agvina, if you allow him to serve his chicken and his cheese on the same table, Os Lasuki Basa Agvina. Next thing you know, he's putting on his meat with his cheese, Umechel Basar Bechalav Daraisa, which can lead him to eat his real meat with his cheese together, which is not Minat Torah. So basically, what Abai is saying is that even if the Mishnah is going with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that technically eating the chicken with the cheese, with the milk, is midrabbanan, I could still understand why you can't put it on the table together. It's not considered stretching the gzeiros, because one thing quickly leads to the next and can come to issur deraisa. Maskal Rav Sheshes. Ask Rav Sheshes, what do you mean? It is a stretch. It is going very far. It is enacting a double gzeira, because I mean, fine, you're concerned about putting cheese with his chicken, because next thing you know, his meat is up there, and what happens then? What's the worst thing that happens? So he ate his meat with his chicken. He didn't cook them together. That in itself is the Rabbanon. As we explained before, only meat and milk actually cooked together poses a deraisa issue. So again, this is a very big stretch. Maskvalet of Sheshes, Seifsifah, ultimately, Tzoynin v'Tzoynin hu. Even if he does have his real meat and his chicken together. It's cold and cold. It's not cooked together. It's only the Rabbanon. Rabbi, you know, it might lead to the Raisa. They make it cook together on the table, have like a hot pot sitting on the table. Rabbi, he might serve them in a hot pot. Okay, but a hot pot is a serving dish, which is safe. Ultimately, that's a klisheni. It's a second generation pot. That's not the original pot cooking on the fire. A klisheni, you know, the serving container, which the original food was poured into from the original pot, is only a klisheni. Klisheni in a mevashel. Klisheni doesn't have the power of cooking. Ella rather gzeresh yalabil fas rishon. Yeah, the concern is he might actually serve his meat and his milk together in the Ilfas Rishon, the actual original pot. So even though it's off the flame, but it has such intense heat that if you put the milk and the meat inside there, they'll cook together. And that's really Issur D'oraisa. So that explains why he shouldn't be placing any sort of meat, chicken on his table with his milchus, because it ultimately might come to Issur D'oraisa. Okay, so in summation, Min HaTorah, Basar B'Chalav is when they're cooked together and then eaten. Midraban, however, even if they're eaten separately, close proximity would be Asr. How much separation do we need? We'll see in the upcoming Gemaras, of course. Now, what type of meat are we talking? According to Rishit is Chachamim, all types, except for Dagum Chagav, according to Rekiva, only behemoth min HaTorah, chayv oif is min Rabbanan. Just as you don't eat them together, you don't even put them on the table together, because it could come to Issur D'oraisa. Continues the mission. Ha'oif oila imagvin al shulchan. Oh, back to this topic. So according to Beis Shammai, we don't go that far. We don't disallow placement of chicken, which is merely min Rabbanan. You can't. There's no issur of putting it on the table with the cheese. They hold that it's a stretch to go that far. Ha'oif oila magvin al shulchan ve'enechal. According to Beis Shammai, you don't eat your chicken with your cheese, but you can put them both together on the table at the same time. Ubeisila oimrim loy oila ve'enechal. According to Beis Hillel, we're strict. Just as you don't eat them together, you don't put them together on the same table. Amar B'Yasi, here we go. This is one of those exceptional reverse machlekes. Typically, Beis Shammai are more strict. The Sfarim explained that Beis Shammai were rooted in Midas Hadin of Hashem, more strict approach to things, more literal, more defined. So they tended to be more strict in matters of Torah. That was their perception, that was their chelik of Torah, whereas the Sila were more lenient. Midas HaChesed, more lenient approach, more expansive approach. But here we have an exception to that rule. Amar Beisi Zu. This is one of those cases that you have Mikulei Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai are the ones that are lenient. You can put the chicken on the table. Mechon Beisil are the ones that are machmer. Now it would seem like Rabbi Yossi is merely repeating what the Tanakhama already said, and more what the Otem. Now, Beis Shulchan Amru, when we're preventing placement on tables, what kind of table are we talking about? Just a serving table, a counter, or the actual dining room table? Beis Shulchan Amru, Beis Shulchan Shoychan Olav, on the table where you eat. Avav Shulchan Shesoydur Olav Satafshal, but it's a matter of just placing them on the serving table, on the side, on the counter. That's not an issue, because you're not eating there anyways. Nois and Zeb, it's you could place one item beside the other, without concern of combining them. Now, Rabbi Yossi had a Tanakhama. All Rabbi Yossi said was, hey, this is one of those exceptional, reverse machlekes. Isn't he just repeating what the Tanakhama said? Perhaps there is a halachic difference, whether you're allowed to eat them together, the chicken and the cheese. The Kamer Tanakama, because on the one hand Tanakama says Ba'alokam Iflugim, Machlek is only regarding serving them. Ba'achidloi pligi, but there's no question you can't eat them together. It's Asr. Right? At least with the Rabbanon it's Asr. Ba'amrli Rav Yesi, Kansha Basi says, no. Achilu gufa, even eating chicken with cheese is mekule be'shame. Be'shame would be mekul. You're allowed to do that. U'mechur be'sil, and be'sil would not allow it. You can't say that. Vatanya or Vatna, we have a Mishnah Meseches Edius, where Rabbi Yossi spells out that according to all opinions, you can't eat them together. The question is just putting them on the table together for two customers, for two eaters that are eating separately. Vatna, Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Shisha Dharma, there are a total of six things. So this is in addition to many others that are discussed. Rabbi Yossi says these six are examples of reversals. Mikulei Beishama, Mechron Beisilel, and he explains himself. Vazu Achazmen. And the following is one of these six: the chicken and the milk. Oif oila magvin al shulchan nechal. Dibur Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai you can place the oif with the gvina, but you can eat them together. So you see clearly, even according to Beis Shammai, you can't eat them together. Beis Hillel oimrim loy oila v'nechal. To Beis Hillel, you can't eat them. You can't place them together either. So again, what's the redundancy about? What's Rabbi Yossi adding to the Tanakhama? Elo hakamash. One, the point of the mission is to tell you. We're not introducing any new information. It's just to teach you. Give credit when credit is due. Give credit to the source. Rabbi Yossi was the one. He was the source of this point. So initially we didn't quote him by name, we just presented the halacha. Then we came back and says, look, this was actually Rabbi Yossi, who's the source of this information. Elokim Mashmon, the Mishmah is teaching us, Man Tanakama, who's the Tanakama? Who is the source for the information in the Tanakama? It's Rabbi Yossi. To teach us a lesson that you meant to quote your source. Give credit to your source. Rabbi Yossi. Kolo Eimer Dover B'Shem Eimrei. When one relates something and credits its source, maybe Gulu Leilam, he brings about salvation to the world. Look, every person has his chelik in Torah, which has to be expounded upon, has to be transmitted, revealed. And when you're relating that halacha and attributing it to the name goes into the halacha. It's one package. The person and his teaching is one thing. And that brings it to fruition, brings it to completion. And to the ultimate, you know, redemption, completion, of tikkun of the world. Shenemar v'atoymer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, Esther Hamalka, relayed the information, the plot against Achashverosh, and she related it in the name of Mordechai. She gave him the credit, and that ultimately helped him gain favor in Achashverosh's eyes, which triggered his, you know, ascent to high position, and etc. etc. and brought about the facilitated the Nais and the Gula. Tana, Agra. That was his name. He taught us. He was Chamor to Rabbi Abba, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. Some say his name is actually Yisachar. Agra is, in Aramaic, reward. Agra, right? So Yisachar, Schar. So it's Aramaic for Yisachar. In any case, he teaches us like this, that although he meant to have, you know, proper separation, proper gap between milk and meat and vice versa, but when it comes to chicken, which is only midrabanan, or according to others, it's not as fibrous, not as sticky. You can be a bit lenient in terms of the separation process between itself and milk products. Oif ugvina, chicken and cheese, nechol could be eaten by apikurin. Rashi says apikurin is lashon of hefker. It's a little bit of a leisureness, right? Less can be a bit less meticulous. What does that mean? To what extent? He presented and explained it as well. It means typically, you need to wash your hands in between, clean out the mouth. In this case, you don't need to do that. Rashi explains, as opposed to basar behema, real meat, where this procedure is required because the fiber gets stuck in his mouth and on his hands. Rav Yitzchak Breider of Misharshi, what happened to him? Ikla, he encountered, he visited Lubei Rav Ashi, Rashi's home, and he served him as fellow. Isolei Gvina, they served him some cheese, Achal, he had it. Isolei Bisra, they served him meat right afterwards. Achal, and he ate it, Lubei Moshe Yodu, without washing his hands in between. Amrlis, they asked him, Otoni Agro Chamod Rabbi Abba. Haven't we learned from Agro, Oif Gvina Nechol Mapikoiren? Only, this leniency only applies to chicken and cheese. Oif Gvina in, only that is allowed without washing. Basar or Gvina Loi. So the first one explained, apparently he did clean his mouth, but he didn't wash his hands. How could you? It's Basar or Gvina, it requires washing. Amar Lusi says, this whole washing requirement is only when it's dark, you can't see if there's any, you know, residue left on your hands, but if it's daytime and it's nice and clean, you're good without washing. Washing is not an absolute requirement. Hani milu b'leila, it's only at nighttime, it'll be mumble, but it's during day. Daytime, hachazina, see? Rashi says, I see, my hands are clean, there's nothing stuck. In which case, I can go along without washing. Okay, so we had another machlokes regarding placement of the oif with the gvina on the shulchan, which interestingly turned out to be a machlokes b'sham mesila in the reverse of their usual formula. B'sham is the one that are lenient, mesila machmer. All agree you can't eat them together, but according to b'sham you can place them together, according to mesila you can't, and that's how we paskin. Learned about Oymer Dabar B'Shem Oymroi, how important that is, and about the cleansing process between the meat and the milk. All the best to you, and Atzlacha Rav.